The Senate today approved opening up the Denali Kid Care program to more low-income Alaskans. The bill would allow children from families with an income of double the state poverty level to take part in the medical care program. Anchorage Democrat Betty Davis, the bill's sponsor, said as of today, 1,277 children and 225 pregnant women will be added to the program. Majority Leader Johnny Ellis said Alaska does not stack up well against other states, even at the new levels. He says many other states have opened their programs to even more children. The federal government pays 70% of the program's costs. Anchorage Democrat Bill Wilikowski said the state's increase can be made because the federal government has increased its appropriation to the program. He said the new level of service will save money for all Alaskans because it reduces the unnecessary strain on hospitals who have to treat uninsured patients.
We did a legislative research request, Mr. President, and we asked, what is the cost to the state of Alaska just from uninsured children alone in increased premiums for the state of Alaska? Is $3.5 million. And that's just the cost that we're paying in increased premiums for uninsured children. The cost to the state for uninsured people a couple years ago was $125 million for everyone, uninsured premiums.
The minority Republicans voted against the measure, focusing on the 70% participation by the federal government. Anchorage Republican Con Bundy said the Kid Care program still costs too much.
I suppose it is a case of glass half full or half empty. But one third or 30% is certainly going to be paid for by the state. And who knows what the increase will be next year, the following year, or in 5 years as the federal poverty guidelines go up.
The bill passed on a 13-3 vote. After a reconsideration vote on Monday, it will be sent to the House.